Hello, good people. How has your week been going? What's going on with you? We're back at school and just a check-in. How is the school thing going for you? And just your personal life. It's just been a lot in the last couple of weeks for me, at least. True story for me, it's just been a whirlwind. I went to class this week and I cried in class, y'all. Like an entire baby. I was just like crying and crying and crying. And I had to finally just talk myself out of that. And I was like, girl, get it together. Please stop. This is embarrassing. And it was all centered around my dissertation process. We are done with taking classes, even though I have a few more left, but it's time for us to start writing for this PhD. And when my professor just showed us like the big picture and the things that are required, I just completely had a breakdown. And I was just doing all kinds of things and thinking and saying, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this. What did I sign up for? Maybe I just need to try to do my specialist. And just like it was growing bigger and bigger and bigger until finally the voice of reason was like, stop this mess. You have opened up a nonprofit. You have wrote a grant and you was awarded the grant. You have done a successful fundraising campaign for your nonprofit. You were supported internationally. You wrote a book. You have over 200 products online and you have so many degrees that you can't even keep up with them. So you got this. Just like everything else, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be challenges. But you know what? You're going to cry. You're going to get mad. But you've got to keep going. And that is where I am today. Now, next week, I don't know because it is a lot involved in this process of me trying to obtain. I'm not going to say trying, me one day getting my a PhD. And so today's episode is about self-compassion, something we need to give ourselves constantly. And I needed that to show up for me yesterday. Self-compassion is when you give yourself the same kindness and care you would give to a good friend. It's when you're turning compassion inward. So, well, what is compassion? The definition, according to dictionary.com, compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering or misfortunes of others. I kind of knew that, but I wouldn't have used those words. And so when I read it, I was like, oh, but that is what it is. But I wasn't thinking on that level. So this episode is for you. The research states that when we feel compassion, your heart rate slows down. We secrete the bonding hormones, and a region of our brain is linked to empathy and caregiving, and those things show up. We have feeling of pleasure. We light up, which often results into wanting to approach and care for other people. So how do we have that inwards, right? Self-compassion, okay? And taking care of ourself. Every plane I've ever been on with my child, they say, put your mask on first. Have concern for yourself. And this is a hard thing to do because we take care of so many different things, guys. In a world where we are always connected, we're always on, we're always receiving messages when we wake up until we go to sleep. And for some of us, we can be so stressed out that we're probably receiving messages in our sleep. So, how do we apply self-compassion to our daily walk? And why is it important? How to treat yourself daily and how to show up for yourself, and how do you talk to yourself each day? Are you encouraging? motivating yourself? Are you your hype girl or guy? Do you believe in yourself? Do you create positive space for your journey? Just think about those things. Take a moment and evaluate, how do you show up for you? As a matter of fact, take some time tonight or sometime during your day and just write it down. Like, ask yourself that question at the end of your day. How did I show up for myself? For me, today was definitely a better day than yesterday. And I kind of just like enjoyed it. I talked to people. I read things. I had some positive quotes and messages. I got to network with a few people. I worked out. I actually started running today. So I kind of like showed up for myself really hard, just trying to undo some of the things that happened yesterday and just give myself space to be positive. And that's what I did. So how are you feeling today? What are some of the needs that you have? What are some of your goals that you have for yourself? How did you talk to yourself today? I remember a time when I was in like the infant stages of this self-compassion thing. Like, I was like a baby. I was just introduced to Brené Brown. And if you have not heard Brené Brown or read some of her stuff, she is absolutely amazing. And it was her 2011 TED Talk that did it for me. Okay. And it was about the power of vulnerability. And I'm going to put that TED Talk in our show notes so you can see that if you have not seen that yet. And so the things that she was talking about, I knew that I wasn't being vulnerable at all. And also came out of that, that I wasn't practicing a lot of self-compassion as well. So it was things like, you know that I talk to myself negatively. Whenever I have a mess, I really go in on my mess, but I barely celebrated my successes. So I just wasn't secure in myself at that time. As a matter of fact, talking positive was a little foreign to me. I hadn't really understood this self-compassion journey, and I was just getting into it, and I didn't even know it was a thing that you were supposed to be doing. So when I started, it was quite awkward. I will say that it was just a little awkward because it was just easier for me to like get down on myself for my mistakes. But it was just so hard for me to kind of praise myself and be like, "You girl, you're simply amazing." And so I had to practice that every day and get into a flow. And then my confidence peaked. I wasn't even really concerned about my messes anymore because I knew I was giving my all and trying to be my best. I started journaling, reading more books that helped support that journey that I was in, watching things. Gosh, I watched so many different TED Talks during that time. I think I was even into Super Soul Sunday with Oprah Winfrey. And just like every Sunday, like I had to see that. And that's where I was. I literally had to fill up my cup. And so now I'm at a space where I can pour into others because I did take the time to fill up my cup and offer myself compassion. And even with yesterday being such a breakdown for me, I was able to recover faster and just realize, girl, what are you doing? Get your life together. You know, let's do this. You got this. It's, you know, it's, you'll be fine. And so, whereas before my self-compassion journey, I would really be down for a while and just think so negatively. Like before I even took on this experience of trying of obtaining going for a PhD, I just was like, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this and blah, blah, blah. And so now that that's just not my life anymore, I know I can. I just know it's going to be hard. So what does Harvard have to say? Harvard Health has four ways for you to boost your self-compassion. One way is to comfort your body. Have your self-care days. A massage, a good meal, a great workout. We are educators and we have to find ways to decompress each day. There is something that you can do to decompress every day. Each day, I will either work out or go for a walk. That's just like a non-negotiable for me. I have a family. I'm in school. I'm in this other thing that I'm in. I work, but like non-negotiables, I must work out every single day. And it doesn't even have to be going to the gym and lifting weights. It could be taking a 30-minute or 40-minute walk. That is my time for me to, when I leave my job, I got to go do something to disconnect and think about my current situation, not what's email I need to send a parent or what student said what. And so that's my self-care for me. What is your self-care? And what can you start implementing? And what can be some non-negotiables for you where you just make it a habit and this is the thing that you're going to do every single day? Also, cook a good meal. When was the last time you cooked a good meal for yourself or for your family? Like really bought some ingredients and got in that kitchen and made something great. We don't do a lot of cooking during the weekday because we are a very busy family. But when we do plan something, we take the time out to find some nice recipes and try something new. So you could do the same thing. And there are so many recipes now on Instagram and TikTok and all of those different things. I know y'all have been seeing that. I think it's like a little salmon bites. That's been trending on Instagram. I think that's either Instagram or TikTok. I'm trying that. That man makes that thing look real good and easy. So I have bookmarked that and I'm going to try that hopefully this weekend. Another thing you can do is write a letter to yourself, a letter describing your situation or how you feel. Get it down on paper so that it will not consume you or who you are. I remember when this was recommended to me, I wrote a 3-page letter to myself of the things I had not unpacked all the way to my childhood. And writing that letter, it really kind of broke me down, but it made me feel so good afterwards because, you know, I didn't know I was holding so many things in and how that was affecting how I showed up for me and my family and my job. So take some time to write a letter, try to do that maybe this weekend. You want to be alone. If you do it in your house, you can have candles going and just, you know, have your space. If you're going to be outside, you know, have some soft music, but just write your heart out. Another thing that they said, Harvard said, is give yourself encouragement. You have a value and purpose, so speak that to yourself. I will tell you, my experience K through eighth grade was just it was horrific. It was filled with trauma every day when I went to school because bullying was really a thing that showed up for me in all of my classes until we moved here to Georgia, and that's when it stopped. That's why I say K through eighth grade, because ninth grade year, or maybe it was K through ninth. But once we left North Carolina and moved to Georgia, a lot of that stuff that I was going through in school completely stopped. It just disappeared. But the damage was done. And so I didn't realize that experience that I had in my earlier years in school would haunt me and pretty much affect me in my adulthood. And so I had to unlearn that experience. And it took me learning to appreciate myself and who I was and what I had to offer the world. It took me reading and having positive self-talk, believing in me, and knowing who I was and what I brought to the table. So always let your past experiences teach you, but don't let it hinder you. Don't allow it to make you not show up as your best. This is going to definitely take some time. It's not something that can be overnight. It took me years to unlearn that. And so just find ways to constantly encourage yourself. Even after a hard day of work, you want to have something positive, so your go-to quotes that you can read to kind of pump you up and get you going. For me, they were posted all around my classroom. They were by my desk. They were on my door when you entered into my classroom. I always had something to reflect on and to look at whenever I had a moment. I also, one of the other things I loved when I was in the classroom, I created this binder, this appreciation binder, because you're always getting little nice notes, cards from students. Or an email from a coworker, or you get highlighted as being a good teacher. I printed those things off and I put those things in my binder and any nice note I would put in my binder. And every once in a while, I would go back and just look at it. And it just makes you happy. It just makes you happy. So start that, an appreciation binder. Some other things I have an app called I Am. Hopefully some of you guys have that app, and it hits me up with a positive quote every morning. Every single morning, it gives me a positive quote. So I start my morning with something positive that I can keep in my back of my mind to reflect on throughout my day. Another thing that Harvard said was practice mindfulness. A few minutes a day of meditation will support self-compassion. You know, if you listen to my episode that I have about meditation for educators, there's a lot of resources in the show notes that you can use that are going to be very helpful for you. But it's just always important to have your mindful moments each day. We deal with our students, we deal with our parents, we deal with our coworkers every day, and it can be overwhelming. So take a moment. And you know what? Just take 5 minutes just for you, doing some type of mindful activities. This quote that I love, it says, growth begins when we start to accept our own weaknesses. And sometimes you got to know what those are and learn what those are. And embrace those and figure out how to correct those weaknesses and have things in place that will help you to overcome those weaknesses. And so when I think about self-compassion, it's probably something that, you know, we're learning how to do. And some of you may not do that at all right now, but you're going to investigate how to do that. And that's what it's about. There's resources available for you to learn and practice self-compassion. And I'm going to have a few things in the show notes. I've put Brené Brown in there. I have something called Boost Your Self-Compassion in there. It's the information from Harvard Health. I have a positive self-talk and why that's important, a link to the I Am app, and also a journal that you can get off of Amazon that helps you with self-compassion. There's an abundance of resources available for you on this journey. Like I always say, just start. You don't have to do it all, but just start doing something. If you choose to make sure that you go on a walk every day and just unplug, go on your walk, look at nature, listen to nature, that's fine. If you figure, hey, every night I'll at least journal or do some self-reflecting, that's fine. If you want to just print off a few quotes and have it posted in your car, your classroom, that's fine. But just start. Start with something and watch how it changes you.
Please don't forget to share, like, and rate this podcast. Also, vote on those questions that I post for each episode. Enjoy your week, plan something for you, and continue to thrive.